Hey everyone, it's me, Miss Self Love again. And I just wanted to talk about how it's not about, you know, looking happy to impress your ex, but it's about actually being happy on the inside. And yes, a part of it is, you know, when you smile and stuff like that, it does change your brain to wanting to be happy. But really, sustainable happiness is working from the inside out, not the outside in. Okay? So, that's sustainable happiness. That's what I teach. That's my mission, is to teach people how to love themselves on the inside. You know, after a breakup, the pain point is the breakup. The teaching people how to love themselves on the inside is very important. It is. It's very important because that's where you have the sustainable happiness. And that's where you have the peace of mind. And that's where you feel good. And that's where you feel great. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, all the band-aids and this and this and that and all of the cover-ups on the outside, it'll make you feel good for a moment, but it's not going to have you feel happy. You're going to end up being sad again. And then you're like, why do I feel so sad again after I was just feeling happy? What's the problem? And that's because you didn't really detach properly on the inside. You wanted to rush the process. You wanted to skip the process. There's levels to this, you know, after the breakup. And that's where you're feeling sad again. And you're like, what the fuck? You know? So, yes. So, the inside is detaching, detoxing. You really know you're over a breakup when you're just not thinking about your ex, when you're not checking their page, when you're not blocking and unblocking them. You know how it is. If you've been gotten over a breakup before, you're not thinking about the person. You're just completely over them. You're not thinking about them. Nothing triggers you anymore. If somebody brings them up, it's not triggering. It's like, oh, okay, good for them or whatever. And you easily just change the conversation about what you need to change the conversation to. Nothing about them is not triggering anymore. That's how you know when you're over your ex. That's how you know. But if you're running around doing things, trying to impress them, you're not over them. If you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for yourself. So basically, when I started traveling, I noticed that I wasn't even doing it for my ex. I wasn't even thinking about my ex anymore. I didn't have to go on a trip to reflect about my ex. You should not be going on any trips reflecting about an ex. Me and my clients, when they go on their trips, they ain't thinking about no ex. They ain't reflecting about no ex. The reflection has already happened with me. Period. Done deal. You should not be on no trip thinking about no ex. You should not be going on a trip trying to impress no ex. When I started traveling, I was not thinking about my ex. I was not trying to impress my ex anything. I was actually having free fun. And it was a peace of mind that, you know, I thank God for, because he wasn't on my brain. I was really actually just having fun for myself and experiencing the land. And I want everybody to feel that way because it's amazing. You know, my clients, they go out, they're not, you know, trying to impress their ex. They're just actually having a good time experiencing the land. All right. So that's how I want you to feel after the breakup. That's sustainable. I didn't come back from the trip feeling sad about my ex or nothing. I was just feeling like, okay, like, what's the next thing? I was feeling great. And that's how my clients are feeling. All right, so I just want everybody to actually experience real, authentic happiness. Not try to look happy, but really be happy. And, you know, it takes help. It takes the detaching process. It takes having to feel through the pain a little bit so you don't ever have to feel that shit again. So when you feel through it and you get through it, you'll be like, I don't want to feel like that again. I'm good. You know, getting over a breakup is one of the hardest things but one of the most rewarding things, because then you're free to do anything. And you get over a breakup and you have the healthy tools to get over a breakup and the healthy way to get over a breakup. It's literally the best thing ever. So I just want people to be authentically happy, not just look happy, not just act like they're happy to be sad again, but authentically happy. And not meaning that you're not going to have bad days, but authentically happy. And also that means training your thoughts, because a bad day is what you make of it in your brain. I'm still training my thoughts every day. I'm training my thoughts. It's like a muscle. Did I really have a bad day, or am I making it become a bad day because based off of old experiences or whatever the case may be? I could just laugh about this day. Was it really bad, or was it something that I just need to, was it a lesson, or what was it? Was the day really bad? Was it preparing me for the future so that it doesn't happen, you know, in the future? What was it, you know? So, yeah, it's also about training your thoughts, which is, that shit is really something you have to practice, that I still practice every day, and I'm not, we'll never be perfect at it, but it's just a practice of training your thoughts and what you're thinking is a huge part of self-awareness and self-love, especially after a breakup, you know. One of the videos that I saw about a breakup that helped me after my breakup, the guy basically said, he was like, yeah, that's what I was worried about. A lot of people are worried about, so I'm like, oh my God, is my ex dating somebody else after the breakup? And he was like, if you think your ex is dating somebody else after the breakup, then they're dating somebody else. If you don't think about that and you change the thought, then they're not. Whatever you think is what you believe. Training your thoughts. All you have to do is say, my ex is not dating anybody else. And if you believe that and you move on with your life, then that's what it is. But if you're like, they're dating somebody else, they're dating somebody else, they're dating somebody, then they're dating somebody else. Not that it matters, but right after a breakup, it matters. So, things like that, you know, and just training your thoughts about your life. So, it's a challenge. It's new. It's a muscle that you have to build, but training your thoughts is important after the breakup. But I want you guys to be detached. I don't want you guys going on no trip reflecting about no ex. That's not what a trip is for, honey. I don't know who told you a trip was to reflect for your ex, but that ain't what it's for. Share this with someone who needs this. So guys, I did a thing. I'm doing a couple of things. First of all, I'm getting my book together. It's been a long time, but I'm getting the book together. The book will be coming out soon. I was supposed to have a book, not a podcast, but I love podcasting. It's my love language. But the book is coming out. It's getting together. And then I have the, I did start a new podcast because I love podcasting. The podcast is about self-love. It's how to love yourself first. It's more about other stuff than breakups. So go over to How to Love Yourself First. I'm going to put the link in the this description. And listen to my first episode. It's about spirituality and how I found self-love through spirituality after the breakup. I never really talked about it before, but I want you guys to listen to that. So, How to Love Yourself First, I'm gonna put the link in the bio. And, yeah, it's just something for me because I love podcasting, and I'm gonna talk about a lot of different things on that podcast. And I want you guys to check it out. So, I did that thing. But the book is coming because people been like, where's your book? And I was supposed to have a book before the podcast. But, it takes a lot of focus and attention to write a book. But I'm getting it done. I'm getting the help. So I just wanted to let you guys know where I'm at with that. And yeah. So the Self-Love Club is today. If you haven't signed up for the Self-Love Club membership, you need to. Very important. Make sure you listen to the episode with my Self-Love Ambassador about the Self-Love Club membership. Because you don't need to feel alone after this breakup. You need to build people that are in the season so you can move forward. Because I don't want you feeling alone after this breakup. Like you're the only one going through it. I felt like that. Like I was the only one in the world going through a breakup. And you don't need to feel like that. You need to be around people who are going through it and getting through it. Because we don't need you feeling alone after this breakup. I obviously host the Self-Love Club. And I give you the guidance that you need. Okay, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So you need to be a part of that membership immediately. I want you guys in the Self-Love Club so you can move past this as soon as possible and be free and have a peace of mind, all right? And not have this breakup take up any more space in your head because you got shit to do, you got other stuff to do, and you got to remember who the fuck you are and what you bring to this world. All right. So, yeah, text me. 347-572-7350. Text SELFLOVE to that text message community and get those motivational text messages. Very important. And follow me on Instagram at ms.selflove, ms.selfluv. And share this with someone who needs this. I'm going to put my new podcast, How to Love Yourself First, in the link in the description. So click on that and listen to that. Very good episode, all right? All right. So thank you guys. I love you guys. And have a great day.